Joining us now is Marshall Goldman, Russia scholar and author of the forthcoming book, Petro State, Putin, Power, and the New Russia. Welcome, Marshall.
Thanks, Robert.
Dmitry Medvedev, what do you know about him?
Well, as you heard from Gregory Pfeiffer, he has been an administrator. He took over the control of Gazprom, began to reaccumulate assets that had been stripped from it by some of the preceding managers. And he's been a protege of Putin, beginning, as you heard, in St. Petersburg and came to Moscow with Putin.
As we heard, he's had a couple of jobs simultaneously, head of Gazprom, but also deputy prime minister, judging from what Gregory said, with a portfolio that's enormous.
It's unusual. Russia is one of the few countries I know of where you can have an important government job. Initially, Medvedev was the chief of staff of the Kremlin before he became the first deputy prime minister. Simultaneously, he was chairman of the board of Gazprom, the world's richest gas company. Indeed, for a time, it ranked third highest in terms of capitalization of all the corporations in the world.
Well, you've had a few, I think, four sit-down meetings with Vladimir Putin
in the
past few years. You have some sense of the man. Well, what do you make of this choice? Is it choosing one's own protege so that he can perpetuate his own power?
Well, in a sense, that is the case. Of course, although Putin, I think, is smart enough to understand that once you're president of Russia, even though your patron is sitting in the office next door to you, you begin to enjoy power and you begin to exercise it. And if Putin expects to come back, he may find it not so easy to do because Medvedev is going to enjoy that power.
If we were Russians learning that Putin has tapped Dmitry Medvedev as his successor, what would that mean? Whom has he not tapped? Were there some obvious people we might have turned to instead, and what's the difference with Medvedev?
Well, the most likely contender other than Medvedev was a man by the name of Ivanov, who was a former KGB officer, senior, in fact, to Putin, who had been the Minister of Defense. He would have brought back the whole notion of KGB that he's regarded as Siloviki, kind of the law and order types. He had a problem, and that is while he was a minister of defense, there was a hazing incident in the military, and they took this young recruit, this draftee, and in the process, they hazed him, and he, in a sense, lost his legs and his genital organs, and that became a sensation, and this discredited Ivanov. So that's probably one of the main reasons why he was not put in.
But he was really undone by scandal, by outcry. But
for people who want to separate the Russian government from the KGB, this Medvedev was probably a better choice.
Well, let's consider some of the issues that have been problematic between the U.S. and Moscow recently. One of them is all about ballistic missile defenses and past treaties which ended the Cold War. Any idea whether Medvedev would be a tough customer to deal with or easier? What do you think?
Well, if it were Ivanov, Ivanov was very much involved with the harsh rhetoric towards the United States, tough policy, the Minister of Defense, the former KGB officer. Medvedev presumably comes from a different background. He's not been the KGB. He's not been the military. But that may not be all to his advantage because there's going to be a lot of wrestling for control, and Medvedev is going to have to prove himself to show that he's got gravitas. And that may lead him to do things that maybe even Ivanov might not have done. So you can't be sure.
Gravitas sometimes comes with age. Not always, but sometimes comes with age. This is a young man.
This is a young man, and that's precisely the point. You put your finger on it. It's not just that he's younger, but he hasn't served his kind of training, his initiation into the KGB people. And already there's a lot of feuding going on between the people who've been around Putin. They're all grabbing assets. They're all grabbing power. And this is one of the reasons why Putin had to act now.
And yet, for the situation that you've described, for all of that, we're talking about one of the most popular leaders of a major power in the world today.
Well, it's certainly one of the most important leaders. He's going to have a lot of power in this group, and he's got to try to hold down these contending forces. And Russia now has come back. You can kind of headline, Russia is back. In 1998, it was bankrupt. Now it has the third largest holdings of currency in foreign currencies. It's rich and powerful, and they're trying to bring back the military, too.
And presumably the man who is entrusted with the natural gas state monopoly has been sitting at a very, very important position.
He's been sitting there, and everybody, when you control that much in the way of assets, billions of dollars, everybody wants to be nice to him, and he clearly has the ability to make decisions and to act on them.
Well, Marshall Goldman, thanks a lot for talking with
us. Thank you, Robert.
Marshall Goldman of the Davis Center of Russian and Eurasian Studies at Harvard and Professor Emeritus at Wellesley College.